This is US 99.
Hey, Drew, it's Lee Bryce.
Lee Bryce! What's up, buddy?
Wow, man. Not a whole lot. Just on the road.
Are you driving right now, hands-free?
Yeah. Driving hands-free.
Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me if you're holding the phone in your hand.
Okay, listen. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I'm on a tour bus.
Oh, of course you are. I mean, you're such a huge star. You don't drive yourself anymore. You got to go to the store. You get your wife to drive you, even.
Well, I wish. Yeah, right. I go to the store for her.
Uh-huh. I understand. That's what we do as husband duties.
That's right. Husband duties, baby. Life changes once that happens.
I got a little teary-eyed seeing your video with your boys on stage, because being a dad as well, when you're not expecting them to show up when you're working and they do, what were you thinking in that exact moment that you're singing the song, you turn around and be like, what are my kids doing here?
Yeah, that was exactly the moment. Well, I didn't know what to think, really, other than the fact that I just had this odd, overwhelming joy to see them, even though I'd just seen them 2 days before. But the point was that it was our anniversary, mine and Sarah, and we weren't going to be able to be together.
Yeah.
And so that was her anniversary gift to me, which is to show up. And I didn't just come show up and see me on the bus before the show or anything like that. They waited, and she made it a really special thing because, I'm out there on that stage every night, and it's what we do.
Yeah.
And so when something really special happens like that, it's just kind of overwhelming. And I always miss my boys, and I always hate leaving them. And so she knew that. So that was her gift to me. And it was just, I turned around and found her and I was like, you crazy woman. I love it.
Great, great surprise.
It sure was, man.
So tell us about Fort Belvoir, the barbecue you're cooking. We get to come see you by going to goseelee.com. What's this all about?
Yeah, man. Well, I got together with NAPA, and there's an organization who we support as much as we can, or any organization that supports our military and their families, and depending on what's going on, helping them out in whatever way they need. And so this particular organization, they really focus on like brain trauma and injuries. And
this is the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund, is that right?
That's right, the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. And they really want to raise awareness and help, be able to help these folks. And not only them, with those kind of injuries, it spreads around to your family and your friends, that everybody's affected, and I just, we want to give back a little bit and try to raise awareness. So we put together this backyard barbecue.
Yeah.
It's like, $10, the minimum donation.
Uh-huh.
And you can enter to win and come on over there. And we're going to have a big, intimate, awesome barbecue party.
So if we win, what are you cooking?
Well, we'll figure it out. But I cook just about anything on the grill. See, I'm a grill master. So
I'm sorry, did you just call yourself a grill master?
You just give me whatever.
He just threw down, everybody. Lee Bryce. Wow. So you know where I'm going with this, right? Because you are our Sunday headliner for the Windy City Smokeout.
Oh, yes, I know.
Barbecue and craft beer. So you got to get your game on.
I cannot wait. I mean, I grew up my whole life, and my granddaddy, he was so serious to the point where he built his own cookers.
And, uh-huh.
I mean, he even figured out over the years how big he wanted all the holes drilled and all of his gas lines, and he put together these things, and he won the contest. So we grew up with South Carolina barbecue.
Okay.
Big time, and that's all we did. And then on top of that, I grew up, building a pit, burning wood barrels,
right,
and making my own coals and cooking hogs that way.
Have you ever trailed a smoker behind your tour bus?
Not behind my tour bus. I have not, but I have had those thoughts. I am in the process of possibly getting one made and built, but I was thinking I'd really like to find out some plans that my granddaddy used to have and build one exactly like that. And so there are no plans because he just did it out of his head. And my daddy kind of knows. So when me and daddy get together, we're going to try to get together and build one like granddaddy's. And then I'll have me one behind the bus.
What about a Lee Bryce line of sauces?
You know what? I've already had that idea. Okay.
Okay.
Big Country was kind of one of my nicknames. So like Big Country, Country Sausage, Big Country, Country Sauce, Big Country, Country, Country,
You better trademark that phrase before someone else steals it. Okay. Because you got Dustin Lynch with Stay Country. And you got Granger Smith with the Yee Yee. You got to get your trademark in, Lee.
Yeah, I know. I got to get off my butt. I'll tell you.
Okay.
What.
That idea, I'll give it to you for free. I'm not even going to charge a percentage on that.
Okay, cool. Well, then I might give you a percentage just for friendship. Just because,
right.
you know, to be a good person.
Well, we have a couple months to wait. Sunday night, July 16th. You're closing everything out for us at the Windy City Smokeout. Before that, though, go see lee.com to try and win and benefit the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund.
Absolutely, y'all. And man, thank y'all for talking about that and helping us out. And we're excited about that. And man, we're excited about the Smokeout, brother. It's gonna be awesome.
Have a great day, pal. We'll see you soon. All right.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye, Lee.
Later on.